Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, family. We got Shane Levy on the phone with us right now. FreerDeerCamp.com. In Freer, Texas. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Morning. Doing without, mainly. Ain't got no rain yet.
Ain't that the truth? I bet you're selling protein and corn out to Gazoo.
Yeah, and cottonseed. It's a cottonseed week this week. I think we've sold 38,000 pounds of cottonseed this week.
And gosh.
I think we're up to going to be about 12,000-15,000 pounds of pellets. So that's just in the feed wagons. That's not counting bags. So yeah, it's pretty jiggy.
Have you seen the deer feeder? It's a pellet feeder. All Season Feeders is making it. It's pellet feeder on one side and a cottonseed feeder on the other side.
I haven't seen it. I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it yet. So.
I haven't seen one either. I talked to Zach Gates. He's the president of All Season Feeders, and he says, Ken, we can't make them fast enough. He says it's got cottonseed on one side, and you put your pellet feeder on the other side. Pellet feeder, you set it to feed up to 12 times whenever you want the deer to come in. The cottonseed feeder, it's just free choice. They just go up and get what they want. But he says they'll clean that out first, but they can only come when you feed them on the other side, on the pellet feeder.
Well, the time pellet feeders with the economy the way it is.
The price
of this feed is just absolutely insane.
Yep.
I'm embarrassed to tell people sometime how much feed costs. I mean, it's just, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, you can't absorb the cost, or you might as well not even be in business.
Yep.
You know,
if
you just gotta keep raising it as everything keeps going up.
Hopefully it's raining up north. Maybe they'll get some corn this year. And hopefully they won't say, oh, we gotta make alcohol out of it because we don't wanna just sell gasoline.
Well, that was the beginning of the rise in corn prices.
Yes, it was.
When we started making fuel out of it, and that's also biblical.
Yep.
We shouldn't be burning food for fuel.
Ain't that the truth? You know, I agree.
It's not supposed to be happening.
Nope.
And I talked to a farmer this morning that I do business with, and he told me he's over out of Eagle El Campo area, and he told me there's already 70,000 acres of land that's turned to corn instead of cotton this year. So that's going to indirectly affect the price of cottonseed. There's going to be less of it available. So, it's not looking great for feed prices. He said corn's going to go down a little bit right now. He said it's going to take a while before we see it at the stores because they're railing it from up north down here.
Right.
Basically,
right.
We're out of corn down here already.
Oh, yeah, so, no doubt.
And a lot of the gins are out of feed. Out of cottonseed already, so that stuff's gonna start having to be shipped in from out west or down south for our area, and that's gonna raise the price of cottonseed, and it's already higher than it was. You know, it's as high as it was at the end of the summer last year when it normally gets expensive before the new crop comes in. But there wasn't enough cottonseed came in last year for them to lower the prices because half the gins had some, the other half didn't.
In 1999, I started hunting out in Mertzon, Texas, out in West Texas. And the guy told me, well, Horace Gore is one that told me first about over on the, I can't think of the name of the, I want to say Fitzsimmons, but it's not Fitzsimmons Ranch, Maltzberger's Ranch, there just outside of Cotulla, how they would make those tripod or triangle feeders out of 2-inch hell screen and our chicken wire. And they just put 3 T-posts in, have 5-foot chicken wire, wrap it and fill it full of cottonseed. So I never tried it. And then I went to Mertzen and they were set up on there. So I would go through, one of the little towns out there that had a gin, and they just piled that cottonseed, you know, the out there. It was just a waste product. So I pulled in there one time, and I says,
"Take all you want."
Yeah, that's what they told me. Fill back of your pickup up. And I did.
We hunted a ranch in Fort Stockton back in probably 1990, 1991, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And we basically hunted on platforms on the windmills. And it was a huge place. And there was these big old mountains, piles of something out there, just a short distance away from the water holes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was cottonseed. And we had never heard of anybody feeding it. And we talked to the landowner, and he goes, "Oh, yeah." He says, "Everything eats that stuff." And he said, "You'll see." And he said, "Them cotton gins got to have somewhere to dump it." So I just let them dump it out here. And they, every year, he said, they dump a semi-load of that stuff around every one of my windmills. And by God, everything that walked out went over there and ate it and came and got them a drink of water.
Yep. You know? Yep.
Mule deer, javelins, turkeys. I mean, it was crazy.
Yep.
That was the first time I ever saw anybody feeding it to game, though, and it was just a coincident thing. He was just letting them dump it.
Yep.
Get it out of their way.
Cottonseed is 34% protein as long as it's got the lint on it. When they take the lint off, it's 17% protein. It loses half of it.
They eat the fire out of it. I know the place I take care of, we quit putting it in baskets, and we dump 1,000-pound totes on the ground, and they just clean it up. I mean, they eat it plumb down into the dirt.
Yep.
And we've been starting to mix mineral in with it and just sprinkling it all over the top of it. And we'll quit feeding it usually in the – sometime in the end of September, we'll quit feeding it.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat it to the dirt with the cottonseed, with the minerals sprinkled over the top of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. And when they quit eating it, I mean, you see them quit scratching it up, and then there's always some left, and it'll be black. I mean, it'll be just ugly black, and it's rotten. But what's happened, in my opinion, and this is not my paper-backed opinion from a college degree or anything, but I think that lint rots off that seed, and it's still there.
Yep.
And it's even more digestible. So they come back in there, and towards the end of December, they start getting hungry and needing that high fat content. And here they go.
Yep.
They start pounding it again, so we immediately start putting it back out.
So. I know I was talking to some guys. They're putting alfalfa, just bales of alfalfa on it. They don't put a whole bale. They'll put a couple of the segments of the bales in there. And Macy said, "Yeah, it works, but you don't put no more until they've eaten every stem of that bale." He says, because you got to make them eat the stalk, because what they'll do is come in there, eat the leaves, and then leave it if you put another bunch in. He says, you make them eat it all.
Yep. Yeah, they will do that with alfalfa. I've seen them do that a bunch. Pick the leaves, leave all the stems.
Yep.
Say, "Now bring us more. Bring us more." So it's crazy.
He says,
those deer all got their little things about them. But right now, until we get some rain, we're in the same boat as we were last year. If we want to have a decent season, we better be feeding them.
Better be feeding them something. Yep.
And like I tell people, look, if you can't feed them, water them.
Yeah.
You know. And if that, and there's people that can't afford, you know, $500 to $1,000 extra a month for their deer feed.
Right.
And that's kind of the norm, you know, per person. $500 isn't much nowadays for the price of feed, you know. And if they can't, it's not in your budget. Water's cheap.
Yep.
And they can digest a lot of that stuff out there that's dry. It still carries a high protein content, especially in South Texas. But they can't digest if they don't have something to wash it down with.
Yep.
You know, And that's key, you know. Now, if you're going to put water trough in your protein pens, get ready to feed some protein, because, boy, they will eat a lot more.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll go over there and wash that stuff down and guzzle down some more. I mean, I'm telling you.
I know that old Horace Gore one time told me, he says, Ken, he says, if you're feeding protein pellets, he says, get the ones that are made with cottonseed.
Mm-hmm.
He says, cottonseed doesn't heat the deer up as bad as alfalfa pellets. And he says, when they eat a big bunch of alfalfa, first thing they're going to do is go take them a big drink and then urinate half of that that protein out. Where cottonseed, they don't do that. He says, they'll eat the cottonseed, and it doesn't heat up in them. And they don't have that. Now, they'll get them a drink, but they ain't going to just tank up on the water trying to cool themselves off.
Makes total sense. It's like a guy with a horse. Now, I'm not a horseman. I've never had been, but I got friends that are. Go out there and feed them, and they give them a little tiny piece of a flake of alfalfa. And I'm like, is that it? I mean, that animal weighs 1,100 pounds. You're not going to feed him? Oh, no. That's all he needs. Look how healthy he is. That's all I do every day. You know, it just shows you how hot that alfalfa is.
Oh, it is.
If you give him too much, he'll blow up like a balloon and colic.
Yep. Yep. I know. It's just right now, if we keep this drought going, we better be feeding if we're going to have some good deer.
Yeah. And I'm out in the pasture every day. And there's, after work, I'm on the ranch, my lease or the place I take care of. And there's a lot of stuff starting to bud and sprout. And they're picky right now, and they're eating stuff. I mean, they're pounding the cottonseed. The pellets, they're not hitting as hard, I think, mainly because there's a lot of little green coming out. And I think they're hitting that cottonseed hard because it's so, you know, it's high in protein. It's real high in fat. But that's my professional opinion. But the animals don't look horrible right now. Horns are starting to drop. And we'll see what's to come. I mean, it's just we keep our stuff fed, so everything, you know, has corn, has cottonseed, has protein. But, and they're hitting it pretty hard.
Tell them how to find you, brother.
Look us up at freedeercamp.com or give us a call at 361-394-5586. We can handle all your hunting needs in South Texas. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Be good.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan General Store. We're going to talk Don Gordon next. See you on the other side.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.